Podcaster on FUBAR Radio. Finn Taylor is my guest today. We're both going to be putting our iPods on shuffle. How lovely. How nice.
Who's bad to the kiddie in a jackal hat? To the kiddie in a Rooney shirt dragging back the curtains in the room in her daddy's flat. A young girl heard the truth and an alley cat howling on the roof next door. Imagine that all your idols were just like you. Nothing's beyond you. Do what you want to do if you feel that it wants you to. Look, true never meant nothing more than it means right now when everything's fake. But you and your deepest reaches keeping secrets know what it takes to make a meaning mean something. I'm moving through a space that some can't see. So do you if your heart beats me. Them things you don't show, I can see. Them things you don't say, speak to me. Them things you hide, ain't hiding. No firm ground, but we ain't sliding. Them things that haunt you, let them be. That thing you weep for, leave. All life is forward, you will see. It needs you to lead it. All life is forward, you will see. 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 All life is forward, you will see.
Kate Tempest on FUBAR, The Beigeness, that song's called. Finn Taylor, my guest.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. Started off, that song's from a concept album.
Yeah,
so,
what's the concept?
I don't know, I've listened to it so many times. I think there's like, someone's dealing drugs.
Uh-huh.
But like, that's not a bad thing. Doesn't seem to be a bad thing in it. He's just in a bit of bother. People are after him. Another person doesn't like his girlfriend.
Normally a concept's more concise than this.
Yeah, normally there's a story to
yeah,
it, right?
Or just a scene.
There's like a bunch of stuff. There's like three different people in a bit of trouble and two of them end up running away together.
Right.
I think it's roughly what happens.
In that song or in the whole album?
In the whole album.
Right, okay.
So the whole album's like a story.
Uh-huh.
But like, I mean, people don't do concept albums a lot now and I think it's because it's quite hard to...
Well, that sounded like a sort of lead single.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
That
yeah.
wasn't like the 1.5 minute track.
No, that's the...
That kind of weirds everyone out.
Yeah, that's definitely... She was told
it was
probably.
Very poppy, yeah.
You need a single on there because all the other songs are you yeah. talking about people smashing in faces with hammers. There's a song on there about
really?
That. Really? Yeah. Smashing things up with hammers and beating people up with a hammer.
Yeah.
One of the worst things to get beat up with, I'd say. And you're the kind of guy, for people who don't know you, who I'd imagine has thought about what he wouldn't want to get beat up with the most. Like, you would think about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You'd sit around and go, would I rather be beat up with a hammer or a saw?
Yeah. That's not far off from most thoughts when I'm by myself.
But let's delve into my iPod first and see what track comes up. So here we go on shuffle now. iPod. Yoni Wolf.
Oh, nice.
Fitting web on a styrofoam snowman's head. Car salesmen asleep in their cars on lunch break. Under the highway, on ramp, the x-ray of someone's tumored skull left to scream doom from the gutter with all the other preventative waste. No name, no face. Bacteria gang banging in the window crash.
A single long stem rose. And the dead deer god done dog.
Yoni Wolf, Rifle Eyes, from the Old Dope Rap Tape. That's what that's called.
That's, I love hearing you say stuff like that.
Yeah.
That won't have been, obviously no one saw that, but you like swung your arm. The Old Dope Rap Tape.
There it is. Lovely. A little pause at the end. That's fun, isn't it? That's
yeah.
fun. I mean, he's my favourite musician, so that's...
Oh, great.
That's good for me whenever that comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got no problem there. I don't know if you can reach that wire around to you, Finn. It's kind of tangled up today. Finn just plugging in his laptop. Got that album on Bandcamp. You ever used Bandcamp?
I do. I've got a stand-up record on there.
Ah! Promote it now!
It's free, pay what you want. It's called Live from the Wardrobe. And, yeah.
Finn Taylor, spelt with one N.
One N.
Yeah, I don't often get to promo.
Big fan of Bandcamp.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
Should play Finn Taylor's on shuffle.
Right.
See what the first one. I mean, what's your dream opener here?
Oh, here we go. Well, I've just
oh, you started it already.
I paused it So, but this is the one that's come up.
Is it playing?
No, I've paused it.
Okay. Well, is it looking good?
Yeah, it's Mount Kimby, who I really like.
Okay, I've never heard.
It's electronic. Well, I'll let it speak for itself.
Okay, great. Here we go. Move Off by Mount Kimby.
Yeah.
That's from Finn Taylor's
Spotify library, but happy with that as a first track.
Yeah,
happy
you should that. Be. Very good. For the whole track trying to say something and being cut off. Yeah. So, recorded that vocal over the phone in a tunnel, I think. I know nothing of Mount Kimby.
I think they're Brighton-based duo. Right. That was the first album that came out while I was at uni, so that I think it might be like 2011.
Yeah.
That got very well reviewed.
Yeah?
In the kind of Pitchfork Guardian music circles.
Okay.
They have a second album that came out that I think may have had the odd poster on the Tube, actually.
Okay.
So that would have got them a bit bigger.
Got Tube status.
That's always a sign of something.
Let's switch back onto mine, see what the next track is. But so far, I think we've both had tracks that...
We're happy with.
Similar genres as well, though.
Yeah.
We're kind of like, you know, not exactly the same, but, you know, electronic.
Alt electronic. Kind
of,
yeah.
So we'll see if this next one will change things. Here we go. Oh, it's Dinosaur Feathers.
People keep asking me where you're gonna lay your head. I don't know. People keep asking me where you're gonna lay your head. When you're gonna lay your head.
Dinosaur Feathers on FUBAR there with On My Mind. Finn Taylor liked that and wrote it down.
I have indeed.
So that he will listen to more. They're very good.
Yeah, I like them.
And that's from their Daytrotter session. I've talked about Daytrotter a lot on this, but Daytrotter's a website where you can join it for not much money and then download loads and loads of live sessions.
Oh, right. Well, I'll write that
for
down,
no then. Extra money. And what's it's a good way of, like, if you just like a band or if you've been recommended a band, just see if they're on day trot or get their session, and then you find out if you like them or not, and then you can buy more.
What's Dinosaur Feathers' story? What's their vibe?
I've got no idea. I got into them through just going on. I was trying to find walk-on music, or walk-in music for a show I was doing.
Yeah.
And I wanted a certain vibe to it. Mm-hmm. So I was just basically going on iTunes or Amazon and putting in bands that were the kind of tone I wanted, and then seeing the whole people also bought this. And then buying songs
right,
by those bands.
Yeah.
So that's how I got into them. But, you know, whatever. Let's play your one and see if I was your girlfriend, if I would like it. That's a weird thing to say, isn't it?
That's a really Partridge thing to say.
Yeah, let's see if I was your girlfriend, if I would like your music.
What's coming up? I'm scared. Oh, it's Splash.
Is that the band's name?
Two H's, yeah.
It's two H's, of course. Yeah. Lovely.
Take the wrong steps every day. She knows I'm there. She knows I'm there.
There we go. That ended when we weren't expecting. We're talking about podcasts, and then we just suddenly went, "Oh yeah, yeah, that's that song's finishing." Splash with two H's. What's the song called?
Head Spins.
Head Spins. And there, I guessed 80s, and then you said no.
I think that is from Pitchfork's albums of 2013.
Sounds good.
I think that's very recent. Yeah.
Sounds good.
I think they're Australian, but that might be complete rubbish. I think they're British now I've said that.
Really?
Yeah.
So when you said Australian, I was going, because I thought they sounded a bit like The Clean, which are a New Zealand band. And that could have been.
I don't know then.
Who are also a bit like Pavement, but Pavement came after The Clean.
Right.
The Clean are good.
Okay.
I've only just started listening to them. Splash with two H's is fun, isn't it? That's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Spell your name like that.
Yeah, they clearly just started with a call Splash and then that Tom Daily show came out.
Oh, and
yeah. Like, oh, God.
was that literally the thing they were worried about getting confused?
They were too well known. A splash they had to just like orally that they had to put another H in the end.
Yeah. Is that genuinely, why are you tricking me? I think you're tricking me.
No, I've made that up.
Yeah.
James Acaster on FUBAR Radio.
Joel Dommett, my guest for today. I know you like rappy vocals.
Yeah. I like the sort of slow fade out.
Do you?
I love a slow fade
out. I never knew that about you. I've known you now about 7.5 years. I never knew you liked a slow fade out.
Oh, I love a slow fade out with my music and my friendships.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I've noticed that.
I don't like people to be like, Joel, I'm never going to see you again. I like them to be like, I'm just going to slowly not text you less.
Yeah.
Until you're completely out of my life.
I imagine no one's ever treated you like that, Joel.
Well, you'd be surprised.
You're wearing, talk us through your trousers today.
My trousers, I am wearing, people may be aware of Lederhosen.
Yeah, people are aware of it,
people
definitely.
People are aware of those.
Obama bought some or something.
Did
recently.
He really?
He turned up to Germany and he didn't have any of his own. So I think he said that he was going to buy some. And I think a lot of people were like,
that's the kind of like
believed
thing
him.
When you go to PE and you haven't brought your kit.
Yeah.
Like Obama went to Austria and he hadn't brought his kit, so they gave him.
He's doing invest in pants.
Yeah. They just gave him some like G7 cowl based trousers. And so I'm not wearing full Lederhosen, although last night I was wearing full Lederhosen. I can show you some pictures.
Okay.
And they can also post them on the FUBAR Facebook page and stuff.
Joel, stop trying to run the show as soon as you've got here, okay? Listen, mate. I ask you about your trousers and instantly you're telling us how to run the damn station. Okay? Just remember where you are.
I'm on this
is my house now.
It's a really nice house. Thanks for having me.
Well, I ask you about your trousers. You tell me about your trousers!
You can also put it on the Twitter page as well if anyone wants to. There's many social outlets. And so I'm not wearing Lederhosen, but I'm also wearing, lots of people might be aware of, tracksuit trousers. Sort of comfy.
They're more common.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a Lederhosen tracksuit trouser. They're like a sort
that's
of a crossover.
Yes.
And they're so comfy.
At first glance, they're pretty normal. They almost look like sweatpants. And then when you look at them, you realise there's pockets in weird places.
Yeah.
Like much closer to the penis than pockets normally are.
I like to keep my possessions really close to my possession, if you know what I'm saying.
What? Yeah, absolutely, Joel. I know exactly what you mean.
James, I've been here for a couple of minutes. I'm having a blast, mate.
You're already referring to your penis as your possession.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm not going to let anybody else own this bad boy.
No. Well, you know.
It's mine.
Even though people are constantly bidding for it. Well, it's nice trousers. Do you know the name of the... What they're called?
What, the tracksuit trousers Lederhosen?
Yeah, yeah.
Tracksuit trousers Lederhosen?
Tracksuit trouser hosen. Is that what you just came up with?
Yeah, is that good?
Well, you'd be like tracksuit hosen or something like that, but you just went for tracksuit trouser, the whole tracksuit trouser hosen. No, fair enough, tracksuit trouser hosen.
Probably said too much of the first word,
yeah.
Admittedly.
Joel, I always take first plunge on the shuffle so that it takes the heat off
you. Do it.
I mean, I've been embarrassed in every way that this iPod can embarrass me, so let's see. Ah, that's fine, isn't it?
Oh, smashing pockets, I love this.
Change. The more you change.
tonight. Smashing Pumpkins tonight tonight on FUBAR.
You know I love a slow fade.
That's a good old slow fade. I am pretty happy with that.
2 out of 2. That was incredible, mate.
That's a good one to kick off on.
Don't you think Billy Corgan is one of those people where you're like, oh yeah, he's totally not dead?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely. You just think, what's happened to Billy Corgan? And you realise, oh, he's still going.
He's still one performing. Of those people where I love the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes.
I really love them. And don't you think they would be real? Like, they're massive.
Yeah.
But they would be, like, massive if Billy Corgan was dead.
Yeah, when he dies.
I think it's past it. I think he's now, if he dies, it'd be like,
I mean, really, I think the main thing that stopped him from being massive is them not wanting to be massive, didn't it?
Oh, do you think? Do they not want to be massive?
I think they were kind of quite sulky.
Yeah.
Kind of pushing it away, not really wanting, wanting to be quite artistic.
I really liked them.
Great, that music video is one of the best music videos.
Do you think James Acaster, the comedian, is a good representation of the Smashing Pumpkins?
Do you think I'm like
in music?
A comedy version of the Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah.
Explain.
Because you are artistic and you have the ability to be massive. But you are massive already.
I'm massive.
Sold out the Underbelly.
Sold out the Underbelly and died, yeah. I remember it. Dying for an hour, yep. And you know why I died for an hour, Joel? Because I'm artistic.
You're artistic, exactly. Smashing Pumpkins have bad gigs, but you know what? At least you're not dead.
Yeah, that's what it is.
At least you're not dead.
I'll be bigger when I'm dead. That's what you say.
That's what I'm trying to say about
you. Can't wait to be dead.
Oh, imagine
that. So good, all that sweet
zero
money.
Zero admin.
Yeah. So little to worry about, and yet I get to reap all the rewards of my hard work in life.
So
when I'm dead.
If you're the Smashing Pumpkins, who do you think I am, music-wise?
I'm going to first of all say I'm not the Smashing Pumpkins, by that analogy, okay. Obviously. I think only a maniac would hear that and go, yeah, that is me.
But I think, who do you... Okay, this is interesting. Who do you think you are, musically? In terms of, this is a horrible question.
If you got to choose a band that you're like,
yeah,
as
not career, what I suppose, you know what I mean.
Sure. Maybe. I am probably I don't know what's a probably someone like Sum 41, who everyone thought they were going to do well, and everyone still looks at them fondly.
That means in your future you've got some sort of terrible drink habit. And get married to Avril Lavigne. That's exciting.
Yeah, that's really fun. I can't wait to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would go well. I mean, I'd say that you, Joel Dommett, you would be
like
probably a band that you like. Someone like Limp Bizkit.
Yes.
Who people forget how great they are until you go and see them, and then you go, I forgot how brilliant this is.
They've got some real punch.
I always forget how brilliant Joel Dommett's comedy is until I see Joel Dommett and go, oh yeah, Joel Dommett's brilliant.
Sometimes I'm distracted by his bright caps and his aggressive manner.
And him breaking stuff all the time.
Of course, we went to see Limp Bizkit together.
We did see them together, and it was great.
It was really fun.
We went as a joke, and the joke was on us because we had a great time. it was so brilliant.
Just like when people see me live doing comedy.
Yeah, it was so brilliant. Absolutely loved it.
It was really fun. And
Joel,
let's
play a song from your iPhone
I go songs, then right up to shuffle, right?
Yeah.
And this is how do we find, there's quite a lot of songs on here actually. They're all, I'm gonna say that they're all on iCloud.
Okay,
so that's the
does that mean they're not your songs?
That means they're all my songs. I've bought them all at some point in my lifetime.
Oh, I see.
But they're not actually on my phone, so I just have to press it and then it downloads from the
clouds. Cloud. Okay.
From the cumulonimbus, that is. Apple.
iNimbus.
From the Cirrus.
Okay.
Do you know any other clouds?
What are you planning on playing a song, Joel? It's out of interest. I've given you control of your own phone, but I think you're going to list clouds for a while.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
I mean, you're allowed to.
Okay.
I'm not going to stop it.
I'm going to go. Here we go. Pow.
First song.
Oh, I mean, this is downbeat, but I think you're going to really enjoy it.
Okay.
This is The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, soundtrack by Nick Cave and Warren Ellis.
Lovely. Ooh, very nice,
lovely,
Joel.
Isn't it?
What a beautiful little opener to your iTunes there, your from the iCloud.
From the Cirrus. I really like that song. It's one of those songs that it comes on shuffle.
Yes.
And you're travelling on a train and you're looking out the window and you feel just like really like you're in a movie.
Do you know what part of the film that's from?
I have no idea.
Have you seen the film?
Yeah, I have seen it. It's a good long film. Time ago, yes.
I liked it. I thought Casey Affleck's very good in it.
He's great.
Playing a little weasel.
I'm going to say he's my favourite actor.
Yeah? That is...
How is that?
Well, that's great. That's fine. Absolutely. I've never met anyone who's Casey Affleck's their favourite actor, but I don't see anything wrong with it.
Because a lot of people...
I like him.
You know, I think he's just great. I think, you know, Ben Affleck went one way... He went another way, and he's just brilliant in everything he does. Like, even like
gone,
Ocean's
baby, gone.
11. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it's good in that.
And it's like...
James Acaster on FUBAR Radio.
David Trent has arrived. Right, if you're not going to talk, I've spent all this time waiting for you, and then you don't even talk when I say hello to you.
You didn't say hello, you just said I've arrived. I thought you were going to fill in.
What do you think was going to happen?
I don't know.
I'm not going to give you all your credits.
Okay, try again. Let's go again.
Okay, I'll do a proper one.
Okay.
Joining me in the studio, he was nominated for Best Newcomer at the Edinburgh Festival in 2011 and still doesn't shut up about it.
Now, this is something that I wanted to bring up.
Yes.
Not immediately, but obviously I didn't need.
Well, you were going to bring it up at some point.
They still print it on posters. I don't tell anyone to print it on posters or anything.
Right.
Not only that, though. You, they say, three times. It's year after year. It's all right. It's a rolling thing for you.
Yes.
For me, they say 2012. It's starting to look a little bit like...
2012, was it?
That's 3 years ago.
Yeah, definitely.
Too long ago. Why do they keep putting it? stop putting it, guys.
Well, Sam Fletcher was nominated in the same year as you, David, and I saw his poster, and it just said, nominee Foster's Edinburgh Comedy Awards Best Newcomer.
Well...
And then they left off the year, and I thought, that's clever.
Those people are clever, aren't they?
Yeah.
Don't put... Oh, he was nominated for something in 1942.
Your one's more honest to the audience. It lets them know he was nominated, but he's achieved nothing since. Like, they're letting them know in this amount of time.
Literally done nothing.
This is the last thing he did.
Well, I mean, that's quite true. But then I've got other friends who are equally managing to make a bigger success fuss of themselves when they've never been nominated. So, you know.
Yeah.
So I've got my Samsung Galaxy S5 here,
and
I'm gonna use Spotify rather than an iPod Shuffle. Now
you
I'm
can
concerned.
Put it on shuffle,
there's
can't you?
A couple of things I'm concerned about as well.
Go
concerned
on.
About the Spotify Shuffle algorithm.
For the iPod already? Huh?
The algorithm.
Yeah. What about it?
I don't think it shuffles very thoroughly. What do you think about with the iPod?
Great. Shuffles really well.
Consistently surprised.
Yeah.
Do you get good days and bad days?
Yeah. I haven't had a repeat song on here yet.
I've been listening to it on the drive down.
Yeah.
It's been very bad choices all the way down. But then some days you just get brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Before you got here, I said I was pretty sure you wouldn't have any bad choices on there. You'd be quite confident about all of your choices.
Well, it's not that it's bad or good. Mm. I'm confident that everything's pretty hipster. But because I'm a hipster. But with the Spotify... What you've got is you're much younger, and you've always had a digital collection, whereas I've got a whole vinyl collection, and I've started... It's like restarting.
Mm.
And I've never sat down with my albums and put them all in.
Mm.
I've never sat there and gone, I'll put all my albums in. I haven't spent that much time on it. More go to Pitchfork, click on it, and it goes onto my iPad.
Right. You know, though, that you've had a digital collection before me. Because you're the person who put pressure on me to do it.
Sure.
You thought it was hilarious.
But you've never gone to Spotify, have you? You've never moved over there. There's a big difference between Spotify and not owning it and owning it. And you curate your iPod.
Right, yeah.
And you curate your iTunes a lot more than you do with Spotify. It's just like, it's for the McDonald's. Fuck it.
So... This is the biggest disclaimer we've had so far on someone's... I mean, I thought you'd be the most confident. You appear to be the least confident.
I'm pretty confident, but I think we'll have quite a number of Yeah, well, I've got nothing to say about that track because I just put it on.
I've never known you to have nothing to say about something, David.
Well, let's find out, shall we? Here we go.
See what track one is on David Trent's Spotify shuffle. Just please press play right now, David.
I'm just a bit worried about the sound balance.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, here we
go. How professional has this show appeared so far?
How many listeners do we have?
It's just me and you.
Right, so let's not worry too much. Let's go. Ready?
Yeah, press
shuffle! Play.
Here we go. Shuffler, shuffler. David Trent. David Trent off to an absolute flyer.
Well,
come on.
I mean,
it's just the safe one, isn't it?
It's a classic
track. No one's going to slag you off for that. And well, we played the intro, which is cooler.
They'd say it's from Strange Ways, not the strongest album.
Okay, they'll say that to you. Well, they're the Smiths fans.
There's a lot of, some people think it is their finest hour, but there's a lot of synthesizers brought in.
Well, there's always people who are always big up the album that everyone likes the least, or you know, get people who go, Bleach is the best Nirvana album.
Everyone says that.
And you're like, no, it's not.
That's people who weren't there, though.
Yeah.
Or hipsters, like super hipsters. Or people like my friend Pat. Pat used to say Bleach was their best album.
Yeah.
Even though he wasn't listening to Bleach before Nevermind.
Yeah.
But he was... I think the thing is that if you're in the scene...
Yeah.
But you miss that one album...
Yeah.
That has to be your favourite. Like, we were definitely... I went to see Dinosaur Jr.
Yeah.
At Yulu. I had the Fluid albums. I had the Mudhoney albums. I just didn't notice Nirvana until Nevermind came out. And so right. They weren't really mine.
Yes.
You know? And that, I think that hurt a lot of people's feelings.
But, like, the whole Nirvana thing, people were made to feel like they should have liked the early stuff because Kurt Cobain was being quite moody about it.
Well...
But which is a funny kind of mood in a way, because it's the whole thing of like, yeah, this is for people who liked us before Nevermind, because there's loads of people jumped on the bandwagon with Nevermind. It's like, what? When you wrote one of the best albums of all time and people liked it more than not the best album of all time.
Hmm.
That's basically what happened. You go, yeah, it's a better album, mate. That's why more people liked it.
There's a number of issues. I mean, there's the... First of all, there's the production on that album.
Yeah.
So you know all about the production on that album.
Oh, yeah? Nevermind.
Yeah.
Butch Vig.
Mm.
Oh, not happy about that, are
you? Butch Vig produced it.
Yeah.
And then Andy Wallace engineered it.
Right.
Andy Wallace had engineered Rain and Blood by Slayer.
Yes.
And he gave it that massive sound that Slayer have got. And before the mix before that is hasn't got as much sheen.
Right.
And it was more like that sort of sub-pop sound that you would have, right? So I think... He said that he couldn't bear to listen to the album because he didn't like the way it sounded. He didn't think it represented him. And then there was a lot of cut and pastes on the solos, things like that. Like, when you'd hear them play it live, he couldn't reproduce even the work that they'd managed to get out of the studio. And if you actually listen to the guitar solos, it's not that different from In Utero. They have done a really good... Somebody came along and did an amazing production job on that. And if you listen to something like Silver or Slither, I don't know what it's called.
Slither.
But that stuff just sounds a lot smaller.
Yes.
And I think that's what he's talking about. I don't think he liked the way that they bigged it up. I don't know. Bleach is shit.
I like the way they bigged it up. I like
Nevermind.
I love it.
I love it.
Love that album.
Why is Amanda staring at me? What have I done?
Oh, don't get too paranoid about Amanda.
Really?
She'll just be thinking about some other stuff. She's got her own life, David. She's not looking at you, thinking about you all the time.
Okay.
David, we're going to play another track from your one. Is it all lined up? Are you ready to play?
This was on. It started playing.
Oh, it's carried on playing, has it?
Should I fart next one?
Yeah, do the next one and surprise yourself.
Here we go.
Whoa! Fever there! Don't you worry. David, I've left David in control. I've never left a guest in control of their own device before. And I never will again. Can't believe what was it going on to there, David? What
Apples in stereo, Joni, don't you worry. That was about 15 seconds as well.
Pretty cool, ain't it? Fever there. And the singer of Fever follows me on Twitter.
When we went to see Future of the Left, what did you say after the gig?
They're too loud.
Really angry. I said they're too loud. You went, that's a load of rubbish, Trent. Why'd you take us to that? Nothing interesting there. Nothing. I've seen that a million times before. That's what you said.
Yeah, I was angry.
But then you made friends with them, and then you listened to them, and you realised hooks are plenty.
I like that first album loads. I love it.
They're the best.
Yeah, it was too loud. That was my thing.
It was
in that
fucking
gig.
Loud.
It was so loud, and I couldn't hear it.
I was right down by the bass, and all I could hear was her bass.
I mean, I had two gigs with you, and you hated both of them.
I'm bad at going to gigs. I'm going to go see Kiss.
You're
going to
hate that.
James Acaster on FUBAR Radio.
We've got James Redmond along. Hello, James.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm very well, actually. Thanks.
Yeah,
you?
Pretty good. I'm good. Very well. Well, Joe, what, mate? I'm pretty good.
Good.
For those of you who don't know, we are putting our iPods on shuffle, me and James. We've both got our iPods with us. We're going to switch around, put them on shuffle, see who...
Crazy.
...who comes out not looking like a fool.
That hasn't happened yet, where you both have the same track.
No.
That would be interesting.
When that does happen, I think we have to kiss. I think that's the rule.
Okay.
We haven't put many rules in yet.
I just puck it up. You see that?
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't do it on purpose. It just
instinctively.
Happened. Yeah, just lick my lips just thinking of you.
Well, in that case, I'll hope that the same songs come up. James Redmond, of course, renowned actor, respected comedian.
Thanks.
Come on, mate. We're spinning records here, just so everyone knows. On FUBAR, we have got old-fashioned
just
records.
Just get that fluff off the needle.
Well, let's see if you like this next one, which I don't know what it's going to be. This is my iPod on shuffle. So let's see how cool I look. Here we go. Pressing shuffle now. Oh, okay. The Unicorns. Ghost by the Unicorns there. That, now, me and James was talking about that. Tough is spelled T-U-F-F by the Unicorns.
Street.
And you were saying maybe they should spell ghost differently, but we can't think of a street enough spelling.
No.
For ghost, that's quite a hard one.
Yeah, I think it would G-O-S-T might get misunderstood. I mean, how do you spell ghost and still sound like you didn't study at school? Because studying at school is bad. Don't study at school.
Only the squares.
Yeah. I mean, if you can spell,
yeah.
I mean, you know, you'll get all kinds of homophobic insults probably, won't you?
Jobs.
Yeah, and jobs. Who wants a, do you know what I mean? I'm not working for the man.
Yeah, yeah, no way. Yeah. I got that song. That song, I don't even know what album that's from. My friend Rob put it on a mix for me. That's why that's on my iTunes.
You're so muso. I like that too. That was really modern and interesting. I'm just hoping my Whitney CD isn't on my iPod.
Well, mine is, but I've literally never listened to them before. Do you make mix CDs? Do you have people make them for you?
I used to. I make playlists now, but I've noticed that Apple just erase them from time to time. You go, I'll just stick on my slow Morrissey / Smiths. Oh, it's gone.
And really?
It took me a day to put it together, you know.
Well, I've never had that. I've never had them. Are you a conspiracy against you?
I Googled it, and it happens a lot.
Really?
If you've got a lot of music,
yeah,
and you've got a lot of playlists,
yes,
after a while it goes, you don't listen to that one much.
Oh.
I'm going to make space. On my laptop, not on my iPod.
That's not all right.
No.
It's out of order.
I thought other way around.
I think I keep my playlist quite tidy. I'm quite obsessive with making playlists.
I am.
So if one is, like, not pulling its weight, I get rid of it myself.
Sure.
And I've got one playlist, which is about 60 songs long, called Excalibur.
Of course you have.
It's kind of like all the best playlists I've made for other people.
Yeah.
Dovetailed together, but with, like, you know, songs in between that link them up perfectly, so it's like 60 songs, perfect flow.
Do you go chronological or mood or tempo?
It's mood. It kind of starts off quite. Starts off quite Excalibur, if you're wondering. Starts off quite maudlin, quite slow.
I am quite
and
interested.
And then it picks up.
Yeah.
It really picks up in the middle. You get some, like, soul and stuff, and then get quite rocky at the end, quite experimental at the end.
I'd like to hear it. Yeah, some of it. How long is it?
It's 60 songs long, so that's probably, that's hours. That's a big chunk of your day.
Also, do you exercise?
Yeah, I go to the gym.
Yeah.
And play badminton.
Good. Not really a sport, though.
Have you played it?
I mean, it's sort of like trying to swat a fly, isn't it? With, like, a sieve with a hole, like a colander.
Trying to swat a fly. Yeah, okay, mate.
Oh, it's kind of...
Tell Usain Bolt that he's just run into the shops.
No, I didn't. I wasn't saying them. That is a sport.
Not really a sport, isn't it, Usain? You just run into the shops.
A shuttlecock is just a sort of dandelion seed, isn't it, in the air, really. It's not much of a...
I get to say shuttlecock every week, though, my friend
Sam. That's a good point. And of course, girls involved in your sport, which is probably the way that you win this argument. But, yeah, there are girls at mine. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, because I've started running recently, because I gave up football. So I started running on the treadmill, and that's changed or altered slightly my taste in music. Because I now have to have something with an up, like a...
Yes.
Because I'm listening to some sort of slower Smiths and Verve and all that kind of stuff, and I was going, oh, I'm going really fast. And then suddenly I was like, oh, I've gone really slowly.
Yep.
Back onto the Prodigy. Wow. I felt like I'm going slower, but I'm actually going faster.
Yeah, absolutely. I find if I'm on the treadmill and a slow song comes on, I get worried that I'm going to... slow down and be the guy who slips off the treadmill and smashes his face
off
the screen.
Also, do you feel like I can't keep up with the pace? I'm really unfit.
Yeah.
And you go to a quicker track. Oh, gangster rap makes me fitter.
Macklemore. Put Macklemore on.
Yeah, it's a lot easier. So I've been buying on iTunes, you know, more modern stuff. FKA Twigs. That's a phrase.
I've tried to get into her. I'm trying.
I like one of the tracks called 2 Weeks, which is great, and I'm going to really try and get into the rest of it because it just makes me feel young. And there's a band called Gorgon City. Have you heard of them?
No. You're looking cool.
Yeah,
I mean, this is over my head.
Yeah, and another one called Pink Shiny Ultra Blast. Heard of them?
That is a cool name.
This is getting into
that is a cool name.
John Peel.
Pink Shiny Ultra Blast.
Yeah, they're a Russian sort of shoegazy band.
Look at that. Every buzzword you could use to look cool.
Yeah. I'm leafing through a copy of a magazine here just trying I'm 43, but I'm trying.
Let's see what track it is. Here we go. James Redman's iPod. Birthday by Sugar Cubes. Kicking off James Redman's iPod there. Looking good. Arms in the air, like OPIC, but with more justification.
Yeah, that was quite good, wasn't it? I feel quite cool.
I mean, that was really cool. I mean, you know, she's cool, and even cooler than Bjork is that because less people know about them these days.
Exactly, exactly. And that is the hit. That is the best of their tracks.
Yes, I'm yet to have that happen. I've not had like a hit fall into my lap. I've got plenty of hits on here. People might not believe it, but
and what we established was that I've got twice as many songs on my iPod as you.
Yes.
So the likelihood of me finding one that wasn't rubbish was lower. So actually,
that completely worked out as it mathematically should.
James Acaster on FUBAR Radio.
Me and the wonderful actor Ken Collard are going to put our iPods on shuffle today. Sebastian Tellier, FUBAR, League Chicanos. A nice song. Nice song, isn't it? My guest is Ken Collard. Hello, Ken.
Hello, James.
We are in a hot, hot room.
Yeah, and I'm on a really small chair.
You are like, the shortest chair that we've had so far.
I know, because it's like sitting at a bar here, and it was a bit too high, and my feet couldn't touch the floor, but they still can't. But it,
yeah. Really, can they still not? How tall are you? What?
I'm 5'4".
5'4". Yeah. Oh, I mean, my mum's that tall, actually.
Really? Yeah, tiny.
Good old chat with my mum. Yeah. Did you like that? Do you like being at that height?
Yeah, it's okay, but it comes with its liabilities. Is that the right word?
Yep.
Yeah, on the tube, it's sometimes difficult because people with rucksacks, when they turn around, obviously my face height is their rucksack height.
Right, in the face with the clips.
Yeah, so.
But then also on the tube when it's crowded, does that mean you can get yourself get yourself in there easier?
Well, yeah, I suppose I can squeeze in, but it's the rucksack hazard.
Yeah, it's the... I mean, those people are... I mean, that's one of the things that annoys me most on the tube, more than people being rude. So all the things we don't like are things like people wearing their rucksacks still on their back when it's crowded, mm-hmm. people not letting people off the train before getting on, people, you know, not spreading out on the platform. All that stuff is annoying. Mm-hmm. But what's more annoying, I find, is the posters that they've got now with the cartoon characters and the little poems above their heads that is all meant to tell you how to be courteous. And it's just the most patronising.
They're kind of old-fashioned as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
They kind of got that old-fashioned look.
Very old-fashioned. It's very kind of like... I mean, it's just so passive-aggressive, the whole thing about those poems. It's so, like, clearly you're just saying, like, don't be a wanker. That's all that poem's saying. Well, how confident are you with your iPod today? Are you feeling... I mean, you've got the lectures on there, but music-wise, are you quite...
I have no idea.
No idea what's on there?
No, because I think I would have put it on there years ago, and it just happened to be on there. And so there's probably loads, and it's probably a bit weird.
Well, in that case, I will take first plunge as a gentleman.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll see if I get embarrassed first. Here we go. It's my one. So, boy, not very embarrassing. Fell in Sebastian.
You get up and do the things you believe in. See your husband, see your boyfriend, see the moron who's been tricking you and keeping you inside. Never done this kind of thing, but if I kill him now, well, who's gonna miss him? To be our hero, do you want us to do it now? A circle of butchers with a knife on a bike chain. La la la, yeah, 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 yeah. If you had such a dream, would you get up and do the things you believe in? Thank you.
Belle and Sebastian with I Could Be Dreaming on FUBAR. That's the first song on shuffle on my iPod. I've done well there. I don't think many people will say Belle and Sebastian aren't cool. But then, you know, the whole point of this is that I'm not playing songs that are cool, really. So I've absolutely gone against the title down in the show. What do you think of that, Ken?
Yeah, no, very good. I see you're plugging in mine now.
I am plugging in yours. You feeling that sinking feeling now?
A little bit.
I've got to feel like how a dentist feels there until I started getting the equipment ready. I saw the dread in your eyes.
That's a great sense of power you got there.
Yeah, yeah.
Plugging that plug thing into my iPod.
Amazing.
Into my world.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's press play. Let's see what the first song... Oh. Yeah. Well, now who's cool?
Ah, really?
Wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
Bob Dylan, ending a little earlier than I remember that song ending. The times they are changing.
That was a good choice.
Well, you're extremely happy.
I'd imagine. One up on the good music, although the other one was very good.
The other one was good. Belle and Sebastian is cool.
Belle and Sebastian
is cool.
Belle and Sebastian.
Belle.
Belle.
B-E-L-L-E.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah, Ken's writing all these down today. But I think Bob Dylan will get more votes for being just all round amazing, really. I mean, and then that particular song is one that even if people don't like Bob Dylan, they probably would say, "Yep, that's a very good."
I think
song.
I downloaded that because it was a reminder, though I don't know why, of the 80s, because it's totally un-80s.
Yeah, it is.
But that, I know it sounds a bit weird. I think as I grew up in the 80s, and I think, you know, when you're growing up and you're changing and you're angry and the world's stupid and you're right and everybody's wrong and all that kind of stuff. And I remember hearing that, and so I think that was a throwback, a reminder of the 80s for me, which is why I think it's on there, I think.
Oh, right. So it reminds you of that time of your life, even though it's not from that. Yeah, that's interesting, because I mean, really, that's because songs can be from whenever, but they only remind us of the times in our own life when we heard them. Yeah.
James Acaster on FUBAR Radio.
So my guest putting his iPod on shuffle is Mike Wozniak. Mike, let's delve into your iTunes.
Oh God!
I'm going to press shuffle now, and we're going to see what it throws up. Here we go. The iTunes of Mike Wozniak. Oh,
okay, good.
Perfect.
Good.
Talking away, I don't know what to say, I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to find you shying away. Oh, I'm coming for your love, okay. Take on me.
Aha! I've become Partridge all the way now. Aha on Foo Bar Radio. Take On Me, that is from the iPod of Mike Wozniak. Surprised, Mike?
Delighted. I thought initially that maybe it had just gone straight away, that it wasn't shuffling and it had just...
Yeah.
It was a sort of very sort of pedantic iTunes program that got there. But no.
It's quite rare that.
Very pleased with that. I mean, disco smash hit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone's turning their nose up at that, surely.
No. I mean, if you are, then you're made of stone.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, your blood's gone cold.
What is wrong with you if you're not dancing to that when that comes on?
Yeah.
Where are they from again? Sweden?
I thought they were Norwegian.
Norwegian.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting a nod there.
Amanda's nodding.
The producer, yeah.
Yeah, of course she knows. Amanda, I imagine you dance to them quite a lot, wouldn't you? Still do? Still does.
Of course.
Probably was dancing earlier. Sorry, I didn't look around and see
blood
how much you're enjoying
hot.
Yourself. Yeah. Blood runs hot. Like a jacuzzi. Jacuzzi blood. Good name for a band. I'd call the band that.
Yeah.
Would you be in my band if I asked you to join it, Mike?
Yeah. Do I get to pick my instrument?
Yeah.
Maybe like a sort of bass trombone?
Good. I was worried you were going to say bass, and I've got dips on that. But,
What kind of bass are we talking? Bass guitar?
Bass flute.
Oh,
bass flute,
nice.
Bass trombone.
Big sort of curly bit at the end.
Yeah.
You can sort of also be a sort of shepherd on the weekends.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Or German. We could play in the field.
Yeah, fine.
If you do play Glastonbury or something like that, it's
fully immersive experience.
Yeah.
Sort of shepherd jazz.
Everyone just shepherd jazz.
Yeah.
Shep jazz?
It's time, isn't it? Those two things haven't been fused, I don't think.
No, jazz has been infused with most things, but not shepherding.
It might be happening right now on the Peak District. There might be
some
shepherds getting together and just playing it fast and loose.
Bass instruments.
5-4.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Favourite time signature, 5-4?
Yeah. For the old jazz.
It's a good one, isn't it? Because it's just one beat more than you expected, so it completely throws you off.
Yep.
Yeah.
What I like to play in 5-4 with everyone else playing in 4-4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because then you loop around with them.
Yeah, exactly. I really make my mark. Well, you get one extra. Well, you can either do it like you loop round, or I play 5-4, like, you know, the bars match up, so I just get one extra beat per bar.
But no, that doesn't work.
You say it doesn't work. That's because you're a sort of, you know, you're one of the suits, these guys. You're one of the sort of conventional grey men.
I hate to be this guy.
Trying to put me in a pigeonhole.
I don't want to be that guy. But if they're leaving a pause for you to catch up.
They're not leaving a pause. No one's leaving
a pause. So
what are
they doing?
They're just carrying on. Yep. And I'm playing in a different time signature.
Yep.
At the same time, but at a different time. Same time, different time is the name of our
concept
album. Yeah.
Same time, different time, all the time.
I will admit that it's both stressful to play and listen to.
Yeah, it's horrible to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
No one likes it.
No.
It's not pleasant at all, because there's somebody who doesn't understand time signatures playing all the way through it.
No.
Well, I mean, I really should play a song now.
Go on, then.
Here's my iPod. Let's see what the first shuffle song is.
If you think you're bulletproof, you're right, because you've weathered all my slings and arrows well. If you think I'm paranoid, that's fine, because I've got evidence on my side. Please be kind, don't drop the rock on me.
Rilo Kiley, Bulletproof. That's what that song's called.
Very soon,
from the album Takeoffs and Landings. You knew that already, right?
Yeah, sure.
You already knew that.
Don't need to tell me.
Yeah. Great album.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very nice band. It's Jenny Lewis.
Is it all like that? Is it all like that sort of thing?
Yeah, some stuff that's a bit more, you know, full band. Drums.
I think I've got the Juno soundtrack on their iTunes. That's that
really?
Sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be that kind of vibe. Yeah, she's done more country, almost country music stuff on her own. She used to be a child actor.
Really?
Yeah, Jenny Lewis. She used to be a child actor.
Anything I'd know?
No, nothing that I even know.
Nothing on your sort of railway children level?
No.
She's not one of your Jenny Agutter types?
No. And she grew up to do dirty movies.
Jenny Agutter?
The railway children girl, yeah.
No. She did an American Werewolf in Paris.
There's
a shower scene.
Okay.
But I mean, I think that, I mean, you're showing, your very conservative background now.
But my dad told me that she grew up and did a, but then I was a little kid, so he probably meant something like that.
Yeah.
She did a naughty film when she was older.
She did a very good film with an adult scene, perhaps you could say.
He was probably saying that to me unaware that I knew what pornography was, and I probably thought she did a porno.
What age are we talking about?
Yeah. I don't know. I was probably 10.
Yeah?
Nine or ten.
You were already sort of versed with pornography.
I never watched it, but kids at school talked about it.
In Kettering?
It reached Kettering. Porn.
I'm shocked.
Boys talk about that stuff.
Yeah. I don't know, 10. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe I feel like I was a bit older before I sort of got into
you all that weren't.
Stuff.
Listen to you.
I don't know.
At 10, you probably had this voice already.
Oh, I did have the voice already. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a full mustache.
It was very unsettling.
Yeah.
For people that I met.
Even the teacher. Mike, leave the room, please. You're upsetting all the other children.
Yeah. But I didn't. I had. Maybe I was. Maybe. I have a memory of being 12 and my friend Marcus Reynolds taking me into. Is staying at his house and him. I probably shouldn't use his real name.
It's his full name. You've used his full name here.
He does live in New Zealand now, so he'll probably be all right. Although fine. This is online, isn't it? Which
yep.
they have.
Yeah, you can absolutely get hold of this.
Yeah, and he'd managed to find something.
He found something, Eddie.
In the house.
Yeah.
And yeah. But there was an empty house, and he then told me that what we now do is that there were two bathrooms in his house, and he put me in one with something. Publication. He was going to go to the other one, and then he said, "See you in half an hour."
Half an hour,
which I was very confused. I didn't really, because obviously, I mean, this was before anything. I was quite late developing with this stuff,
sure.
So nothing had really kicked in properly by this yeah. stage.
So you just read the
so
articles.
I was really unsure about how long I should like. Should I leave it the full half an hour?
Yeah.
He was already making jokes about premature ejaculation that I literally had no idea what he was talking about at all. It was a very uncomfortable evening.
Did you just? You just stayed in his bathroom for half an hour doing
nothing.
Yeah,
I think I sort of tried a bit. You know?
gave it a go.
Sort of got undressed. But I wasn't quite sure how undressed I was supposed to get necessarily, or was I supposed to be?
Because another boy had told you to do it.
Yeah, was I supposed to do things up against the pages, or you know, leave it freestanding? Should there be a music stand or something like that? I wasn't quite sure. It's a very stressful experience.
Music stand. That would be very stressful. I wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
If a boy told me I'll meet you in half an hour. Also, I can even do that now. If someone said to me...
Get in that booth.
And take half an hour.
Yeah.
No. I couldn't do it.
And you've got all the tricks.
I know all the tricks by now. I'm a 30-year-old man. I know all the tricks of, you know... Yeah.
You're in there with your beaker of cold water.
Yep. I'm in there. I've got my...
You got your gag.
Got my...
your gag and noose.
Yep. Got my Pringles.
Yep. You got your political podcasts.
Yep.
It's all ready to go.
Yep. I was laughing too much now at the image of... Yeah, but I don't think that was fair, what he did to you.
Well, he's gone now, hasn't he?
He's in New Zealand, forced out on other people over there, nice Kiwis. Having a go of him, different... He's probably got 10 bathrooms in his house now.
I don't know how...
Every time people come over... Right. Everyone, you know the drill. See you in half an hour.
James Acaster on FUBAR Radio.